David Cameron called it a programme for working people, but Labour say that it threatens basic rights at work, which has been hearing one of them say that now, a union leader. Well, our business reporter Guy Kilty is in a factory in Alfreton in Derbyshire. Guy.
Hi, Tony. Yeah, I'm in the sewing room at the David Nepa factory in Alfreton in Derbyshire. The evening shift has just started, so it's a bit quieter than it was this afternoon, but there are still 10 or 15 machinists hard at work here producing women's wear like skirts, nighties and blouses, and they're working through right till 10 p.m. tonight, so still plenty of time for them to go. And I've got a couple of employees at the factory with me to find out what they think of today's Queen's speech. Paul Davis works in dispatch and Lorraine Jenkins is a machinist. Now, Lorraine, first to you. If there's been lots of talk about apprenticeships today, hasn't there? The government wants to create 3 million new apprenticeships, and your two kids have both been involved in apprenticeship schemes recently. Just tell us a bit about what they've been doing.
Mark started at Chatsworth House last year. It was their first apprenticeship. He learnt in all the retail department, where they learned stockpiling, sort of how they got the stocks, selling to the customers what they preferred. It enabled him to have skills, knowledge, experience. It gave him confidence. They also enabled him to fill in application forms to apply for longer term jobs.
So how big an opportunity has it been for your two kids to be able to do those apprenticeships?
It's been exciting. It's, like I say, it's gained them confidence, skills, knowledge. It's learnt what's out there and sort of how to cope with life after school.
Great, thanks, Lorraine. Okay, Paul, two things caught your eye today, didn't they? The first was you liked the sound of the encouraging young people to earn and learn.
That's correct, yeah. I thought the earn or learn was quite an enterprising statement, to be honest, and I think the apprenticeships that have come out of this bill not only promote literal working skills but also moral ones too, as they allow for potentially underprivileged young people who may not be able to obtain necessary grades or afford to continue into further education and also give themselves a life pathway through the apprenticeships. It instills confidence and self-worth. And I believe it potentially promotes a positive cultural notion that as a nation we can't just rely on the welfare state, and teach them that you can get back what you actually put in. So.
You also like the sound, didn't you, of the tax proposals, particularly lifting those working 30 hours a week on the minimum wage out of income tax altogether. What do you like about that bit?
Well, straight away, it obviously helps low earners, and that can only be a good thing, especially people working part-time for whatever reasons. You know, many have childcare issues, some are studying, so I suppose it's just a question of every little helps, really.
There you go, Tony. That's the view of a couple of the workers here at David Nepa factory. Pretty positive on the measures for working people.
Yeah, Guy, thank you very much indeed. During that item, if you heard my-